Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Ithaca with two runs in the first, one in the third. Riverdale with one run in the first. And that's where we stand. 3-0 pitch is taken for a strike. 3-1 on Henry Drone. Drone hit by pitch last time, reached base. Trying to make it back to first inning, first base here in the fourth inning. The pitch, swing and a miss. And it is strike two. Full count now. From the windup, here comes the payoff. Swung on, popped high in the air behind second. Who's got it? Hayden Keller makes the call. He's got it. Lost his cap and caught it for out number one. Drone with a base hit bid, but it hung a little bit too much. One away for Conlon Walsh.
Number 21, Conlon Walsh.
Thanks to a double play last inning, Wes Nelson has retired a number of batters in a row. Looks like that was nine now. From the windup, here's the pitch. Off the handle, slow roller, third base. Burns picks, throws down the run, and got him. Nice play. Two away. Cody Burns showing some skills there. And it's up to Owen Blankenship for the Chieftains.
Number two, Owen Blankenship.
Wes Nelson back to the hill and ready to go. Peering through the web of the glove from the windup. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing and one to the hitter. Blankenship number seven in the order. And Nelson winds and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Nothing and two to the batter. Boy, Wes working quickly, ready to roll again. The 0-2 is swung on, bounced toward third. There's Burns, can't get it, backed up by Sammy Clary. Throws, not in time. Ball kind of scooped under the glove, and reaching base is Owen Blankenship with two away. Callan Childs will be the batter. Childs, a strikeout victim back in the second inning. Blankenship will lead. Nelson ready. The pitch. Swing and a piece of it. Nothing and one to the batter. Tomorrow night, our scheduled game at Richland Center. The Hornets slated to do battle against Prairie du Chien. And our other broadcast this week coming up on Friday night. Nothing and one. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. Hopefully we can get him in. There's rain in the forecast for both of those days. Richland Center softball slated to play Friday night. They'll pay tribute to the 1996 state softball team. Swinging strike by Talon Childs, and it's 1-2. They tell me they'll honor those past alumni, graduates of that 96 softball team at Richland Center between the varsity and JV games around 6:30. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and they got him. That'll do it. In the ball game. Seven strikeouts for Wes Nelson in the inning. No runs, no hits. There was an error and one left aboard. We go to the fifth inning. 3-1 in favor of Ithaca over Riverdale. Tonight's area high school baseball broadcast coming to you live from WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Are you experiencing any of the following? Rotator cuff or chronic shoulder pain? Knee pain that won't go away? Maybe even facing a knee replacement? Plantar fasciitis? Foot or ankle pain? Call Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet at 739-9000 to schedule a free consult to see if you are a good candidate to use shockwave therapy. Shockwave therapy is an advanced state-of-the-art therapy that can help you feel better, improve function, and help regenerate tissue. It really could be the miracle you've been looking for. Again, that number is 739-9000 for Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time, Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Cole Brownlee leads off in the fifth for the Bulldogs and bounces one off his foot out in front of the plate for a foul ball. Nothing in one. He'll be followed by the top of the order, Sammy Clary and Channing Brown. 3-1 Bulldogs, top of five here in area high school baseball. Phil Nee with you tonight. Chitwood ready. There's the deal. Down low. One ball and one strike. Chase has struck out five and walked two while giving up three hits. Wes Nelson has struck out seven, given up two hits, and has walked a batter. 1-1 offering. Here's the deal. Inside. 2-1 to Brownlee. A little bit of sun coming out again. Here's the pitch. Foul ball out of play. Two balls and two strikes. Concession stand open here at Riverdale, serving up some good stuff. 2-2 offering. There's the pitch. Got him looking. Nice pitch from Chitwood. There is one away. Six Ks now for Chase. And back to the top of the order. Sammy Clary. He has doubled and scored and walked and scored. Batting in the top of that order. So one away, and the batter, Sammy Clary. Chitwood looking in for the sign, and here comes the pitch. Inside, it hit him. So there'll be a batter on as Sammy makes his way to first base. Standing at the first base bag, and now Channing Brown. As the sunshine starts to crawl across the diamond a little bit more. Like to see that. Clary with a big lead. Brown looking for his first hit. Takes one outside. It's knocked down. Cagle comes up throwing, and the runner stays at first base. One ball and no strikes. Clary with a lead. Chitwood set. Here's the pitch, runner going. It is a strike, double pump by the catcher. Throw down there, not in time. Head first slide, and Sammy has his second stolen base. One out, a runner in scoring position for the Bulldogs. 1-1 on Channing Brown. Chitwood is set, the pitch to Channing, and it's taken for a strike. One ball and two strikes to the Bulldogs senior center fielder. Standing back and ready. Chitwood set the pitch, popped up and fouled. It is out of play. Back over onto the track area. So Channing stays alive. Clary with good speed gets a lead at second base there. Gavin Mirabelli playing more up the middle, keeping him a little more honest now. Here comes the pitch. That one is high. 2-2 to the batter. Wes Nelson due next for the Bulldogs. Chitwood checks the runner. Here's the pitch to Channing. Swing, and a piece of it foul tip held onto by Cagle for strike three. That'll do it. Seven strikeouts for Channing Brown, and here's Wes Nelson. Wes reached on a single, scored on an error back in the first inning. 1-2 today. Here's the pitch. Popped foul and out of play. That is strike one. Nothing and one to the batter here on the top of the fifth inning. Clary with a lead. Chitwood with the deal. There is a strike. Nothing in two Wes Nelson taking all the way. Chitwood back and ready. The 0-2 offering, it's low. Back him away, a little bit inside. One ball and two strikes. Nelson, the pitcher of record so far for the Bulldogs. Here's the pitch. Bounced foul outside of third. We'll come back for another opportunity for the Chieftains. Trying to get out of it. Two outs. Top of five here at Pickering Park. Bulldogs lead is two. Potential fourth run. Leading at second base. 1-2 offering inside. Backed him away. Two balls and two strikes. Wyatt Hilby due next for the Bulldogs. Larry leads from second. Here's the pitch by Chitwood. Bouncing ball on the infield. Slow roller picked up by Eli Campbell. The throw got him by a step at first base. And that will do it for the Bulldogs in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. They leave one. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. 3-1. Good ball game. Ithaca leading Riverdale. At Area Baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center. Many people believe that their fastest, cheapest option for medication care is the big box stores, retail chains, or mail. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services in Muscadet wants you to decide for yourself. Come visit and check out the facts of care, cost, and convenience. At Hometown, our family caring for your family. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Kevin Mirabelli leads off the bottom of the fifth inning for Riverdale and takes a look at a ball. One ball, no strikes. He'll be followed by the top of the order, Chase Chitwood and Devin Dennis for Riverdale. 3-1, Ithaca in the lead. Bottom of five, Nelson from the windup. Here's the pitch from the Ithaca senior. It is high. Two balls and no strikes to the batter. West gets the ball back, stands on the rubber. Ready to roll from the windup. Here comes the pitch, and that one is high. Three balls and no strikes to Gavin Mirabelli. Trying to get on board, set the table for the Chieftains here to get something going. Nelson from the windup. The pitch is a bullseye. 3-1 to the batter. Mirabelli back in. Nelson checks in. Now time is called. Gavin steps out. Ready again. Nelson from the windup. There's the pitch. And it's a little bit low, evidently. And that is Gavin Mirabelli making his way to first base. That is the third walk given up by Wes Nelson. Top of the order now, Chase Chitwood, and left-handed batter. Chase has singled and struck out. He has scored Riverdale's only run. Here comes Nelson from the pitch. It's going to be swung on and missed. Nothing in one. Wes shoots him high a lot, and that one looked pretty inviting, I think. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Changeup is swung on and missed. Strike two. Sunshine is out. That presents a new problem. Did anybody remember their sunglasses? Nothing in two. Here's the pitch. That one is off the plate. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Outfield from center into right. Looking into the sun right now. 1-2 offering. It's going to be dug out and bounced towards second. Played there. Flipped to second one. The relay is not in time. Caden Keller over to Sammy Clary for the force on Gavin Mirabelli. That's out number one. Chase Chitwood is safe on the fielder's choice. A six put out at second base. Bevan Dennis will be the batter. Bevan has struck out and walked. Nelson working from the stretch here. Chitwood with good speed leads at first base. McNeef plays the bag. The pitch back the batter away. One ball and no strikes. And a lot of good games between these two teams. I still remember the really close sectional semifinal played at Royal High School a few years ago. This one is upstairs for a ball. 2-0. That would have been 2018? I believe in that neck of the woods. Here's the pitch. That's a strike. 2-1. Bulldogs wound up going to state that year, losing out in the semifinal. They'd taken a year off from going to state after winning it in 2016. Here's a bunt out in front of the plate. Picked up by Nelson. Good scramble. Throws in time. The play moves Chase Chitwood over to second base. So Bevan Dennis sacrifices the runner. And now it's up to Eli Campbell. Campbell has walked and grounded into a double play. So a runner at second base for the Chieftains, and two away, bottom of five. Nelson back to work. Here's the pitch, and it's high. One ball and no strikes. Our first chance to see the Bulldogs this year, and our second chance to see Riverdale. We'll see them both in the coming days. There's a strike call. 1-1 now to the batter. These two schools are slated to play softball each against each other coming up on Friday night here. 1-1 offering is going to be delivered low and outside. 2-1. Nelson faced a total of seven batters back in the first inning. The pitch is down low for a ball, 3-1. And then went on a streak of, 5, 8, 9, 10 batters retired in a row, or he faced the minimum during that time. Riverdale with the runner on, two away. Here's the pitch. Popped up, first base side. That one is out of play. Strike two on Eli Campbell. Campbell adjusts the helmet and stands back in against Wes Nelson. Full count offering coming up. Chase Chitwood leads from second. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball back to the pitcher. Nelson throws him out over to first base, and that'll do it. A 1-3 putout on Eli Campbell, and the Chieftains are retired in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. We go to the sixth inning. Ithaca leads it 3-1 over the Chieftains on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Tax time is the perfect time to find your next vehicle, and TC Auto Works in Richland Center is ready to help. With a great selection of cars and trucks, they strive to get you behind the wheel of the perfect ride. Meet Kyle, their new sales guru. With 15 years of experience, he knows how to make car buying easy and hassle-free. At TC Auto Works, customer service comes first, setting them apart from the rest. Stop by TC Auto Works in Richland Center today and let Kyle and the team help you find your next vehicle.
Ever had your shower suddenly turn into a desert? I did just last weekend. I was in the middle of my morning routine when suddenly the water stopped. But I didn't panic. I hollered, "Hey, call Larry at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. I know their service is so good and so fast that I didn't even bother getting out of the shower. And guess what? I was right. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions had my water running again in no time. So if you're ever in need of water, and let's face it, who isn't? Remember Advanced Pump and Well Solutions of Richland Center. Call 608-649-4488 for service so good and fast you won't even have time to grab a towel. Oh, if you see Larry, tell him to bring some soap for me.
Ithaca leads it 3-1. It's the top of the sixth inning, and Wyatt Hilby stands in, number four hitter in the Bulldog order. Chase Chitwood still on the bump for the Chieftains. Here's the pitch, ripped toward short. Slow roller, Campbell picks it up, throws him out by an eyelash at first base. There is one up and one down in the sixth. That'll bring up McNeef.
Number 36, McNeef.
Mac has grounded out and popped out, batting here in the top of the sixth inning. makes his way in against Chase Chitwood. Chase from the windup. There is the pitch, and that is called a strike. Nothing and one to the batter. Chitwood tall on the hill and ready, winds and fires. That one is outside for a ball. One ball and one strike here in the top of the sixth inning with one away. Here's the next pitch, and Matt pounds it toward center field. Dennis coming in, and he's got it for out number two.
Number two, Houston Bowen.
That'll bring up Houston Bowen with two away. Houston has walked and struck out today. Houston gets a couple of swings, and he'll be in from the right side against Chitwood in the defense. Chase has got on a nice run, despite hitting a batter last inning, was able to get out of it. Other than that, has given up three hits on the night, and the last one was back in the third inning. We're in the sixth. 1-0 now on Boland. Here's the pitch. Houston swings and misses, and it is one ball and one strike. Very good game for both teams, getting tuned up before some big challenges coming their way. This one is called strike two. It's 1-2 on Houston. Getting late. JV team starting to warm up for game number two. 1-2 offering the pitch. Bought off toward shortstop. Campbell cuts it off, throws to first, and got him. So good hustle by Houston Boland. And that is the third out. 4-3 put out. And the Chitwood innings continue here. Chase doing a good job today for the Chieftains and the defense behind him. A 1-2-3 frame for Riverdale. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Ithaca leads it 3-1 over Riverdale on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Cordon Main's tax refund sale is going on now. Stretch your hard-earned dollars even further with savings of up to 50% off on our wide range of in-stock furniture, mattresses, bedding, and home accents. From sofas to sectionals, wall clocks to rugs, we have it all. Plus, you'll find specials on our large selection of unique gift items and spring decor that is sure to please. Don't miss the tax refund sale at Corton Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
It is the bottom of the sixth inning. Ithaca leads it 3-1, and Ethan Cagle leads it off against Wes Nelson. Nelson peering in for the target from the windup. Here's the pitch, and it's in the dirt. One ball and no strikes. Ethan will be followed by Henry Drone and Conlon Walsh. The Chieftains trying to get something going right now, trying to put something on the board here, trailing by two. It's getting late. Nelson has gone the distance for the Bulldogs. There's the pitch. Bounced sharply to short. Deep in the hole. Sammy Clary wheels it across and is bobbled at first and not in time. McNeef trying to dig it out of the dirt, and it'll go for a base hit for Cagle. He makes his way in from first base. So a good start for the Chieftains here in the inning. Henry Drone will be the batter. Hit by a pitch back in the first, and he popped out in the second. This one is going to be outside. One ball and no strikes. Bottom of six here at Pickering Park. Dying run at the plate for Riverdale. Wes Nelson into the motion. There is the pitch. That one down low, gets by, and Cagle sprints to second base. So there he is. Riverdale plays well in these situations late in game with a chance to put one on the board. They'll take an extra base on you, and they'll bunt and push runners around. Here's the pitch inside, evidently, and it's 3-0 now on Henry Drone. Deepton's trying to strike back here. Runner leads at second. Here's the pitch. Bullseye. 3-1 on Henry Drone. Nelson looking in for the target. And a pitch. He held his swing. It is ball four. The Chieftains have two aboard now. Henry Drone down at first base. And the Chieftains got a little excitement going here for the hometown fans.
Number 21, Catherine. Whoa.
That is the fourth walk given up by Nelson. And I believe we might have a pinch batter. What's the deal? They're talking it over. Still looks like Conlon Walsh making his way in with the bat. So no changes, I don't believe. We're going to see the Bulldog infield move in a little bit here. Double play depth. Nelson set to work. Batter squares the bunt. It's fouled off the bat of Conlon Walsh on the first base side. Strike one. Nothing in one. 3-1 Bulldogs, but the tying runs are aboard for Riverdale. Bottom of six frames here at Pickering Park. Nothing in one. Nelson is set. There's the pitch. Bunted foul popped up behind the screen, and it's strike two. Owen Blankenship due next for the Chieftains in the sixth inning. Runners again get their leads. Here's the 0-2 ripped toward right. In there for a base hit. Riverdale's got a runner wave. Kegel's coming around. Throw coming on and is down the line. Runners are going to lead, but now get back to second and first, and it is 3-2. Still nobody out in the sixth inning as Kegel scores on a clutch hit by Conlon Walsh. Two strikes on him, and he puts one in play. Drone at second. Walsh at first, and here is Owen Blankenship. Tying run at second. Go ahead, run at first. Nelson with a pitch. It's a bunt attempt. He offered it strike one. Nothing in one on Owen. Bulldogs trying to hold on to the lead here tonight. No one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Nelson has set the 0-1 delivery. It's taken for strike two. Nothing in two. Bulldogs working hard to get that first out. Runners again get their leads. Nelson set. Here's the pitch down low. Nice block by Bowen. Count is one ball and two strikes on Owen Blankenship. Next man up for Chieftains, trying to get something going here. Runners lead, one and two, the count. Here's the pitch, swinging a pop-up behind the screen, and that one is out of play. So a new baseball comes out. Both teams with good numbers in the program, enough to have a full JV game following this one tonight in Muscadet. 1-2 offering, there's the pitch, popped up and fouled again, out of play. Good at bat by Blankenship, hanging tough. Taps the plate, stands back in from the right side. Runners lead at 1-2. Nelson set up the 1-2 offering, bounced on the infield. Burns at third, steps on the bag, one. Long throw across, didn't get him for the double play. So there is one away on the force out at third on Henry Drone. Conlon Walsh goes to second. Blankenship on a fielder's choice is safe at first. And now Danny Clary coming out of the dugout. We might be seeing a pitching change here for Wes Nelson. So the Bulldogs will be making the change, I believe. Runners at 1-2, and again only one away here in the frame. Bulldogs leading by a score of 3-2. And I believe Devin Eim will be coming in to pitch. Let's see. Yeah, that's Devin. He's coming in to warm up. And one of the Bulldog backups. He'll get a couple of warm-ups here. And we'll continue the broadcast with the Chieftains clinging to the chance to get back and get this one, maybe tie it up or take the lead. Only one away in the inning. The line on Wes Nelson today. He leaves the game, walks his fourth just before the run came in to score. Along the way, struck out a total of 7 batters and gives up a total of 3 hits to the Chieftains. So not a bad day for Wes as he works 5 1/3 innings this afternoon. Devin Eim, also a hard-throwing right-hander for the Bulldogs, will get his warm-up tosses and get going again here today. Good to have you along for baseball and the WRCO radio. And coming up again tomorrow evening, we'll have coverage from Richland Center High School. The Hornets taking on the Prairie du Chien Blackhawks in baseball. Always a good challenge, a good matchup there. And we'll hope that they get it in. Mother Nature, now they're talking about some rain here and there, but we'll see. The pattern was dry before. Now that we've gotten some rain, we'll see if the rain does come through just about every time it's predicted. It kind of goes and comes in the spring, it seems like, but that's our plan for tomorrow. So Talon Childs, the first batter to face the new Ithaca pitcher. Devin Eim is in. 3-2 Ithaca. One away. Runners at first and second for the Chieftains in the bottom of the sixth inning. And Talon Childs in looking for his first hit. I'm checking the sign. He's to the belt. And the stretch and the pitch. That one is high. 1-0. Gavin Mirabelli scheduled next for the Chieftains in the sixth. Eim is ready. Here's the pitch. Outside. 2 to the batter. Eim, who's been a starter this year for the Bulldogs. Not sure often how often he's come out in relief, but I know he has. 2-0. The count. Here's the pitch. Inside. Backed him away. 3-0. Runners at 1-2 here for the Bulldogs. They are trying to get that elusive second out. Riverdale with runners on. 3-0 offering from Eim. There it is, and it's taken for a strike. Brings the count to 3-1 now. Talon Childs. Back in, batting from the right side. 3-1 offering from Devin Eim. There's the pitch. Got away, and the bases are loaded. Going to third base is Colin Walsh. Owen Blankenship at second. Talon Childs at first. They're loaded up for Gavin Mirabelli. No place to put him here tonight. 3-2 Ithaca leading. The Chieftains trying to change that right here. Devin Eim to the belt. Looking in, and now here comes the pitch. That one is high. 1-0. The top of the Riverdale order, Chase Chitwood, due next. Runners lead at 1-2-3. 1-0. Here's the kick and the pitch, and that's a bullseye. 1-1. Gavin walked last time. Runners lead at 1-2-3. Excellent opportunity for the Chieftains. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Tying run at third. Go-ahead run at second for Riverdale in the last of the sixth inning. 1-2 offering. Eim kicks and fires. That one is high, and it got by. They're not going to try to risk it, though, from third base as Boland retrieves the ball. Count. Pushed it 2-2, I believe. Walsh at third. Blankenship at second. Childs at first. Here's the pitch. Curveball struck him out looking. Mirabelli is out for out number 2. Now back to the top of the order and a tough out for the Bulldogs to try and get. The left-handed batter, Chase Chitwood. He has singled and scored in 3 trips. facing Iam and the Bulldogs. 3-2 ball game with two away. The pitch is taken for a strike. Nothing in one. Iam on the board with a nice pitch right there. Working from the stretch again. Runners leading at 1-2 and 3. Devin to the belt. And the pitch to Chase, high and outside. Bowen goes out to pull it down. One ball and one strike. Runners tag. The sacks are packed with Chieftains here in the sixth. Iam ready. And he moves toward second base. The throw is not going to be in time. And it popped away for a moment. Not far enough for Riverdale to try and risk it from third base. Sammy Clary was on the case. The Bulldogs trying to pick off a runner at second base who was getting a pretty handy lead there. So back to work now. 1-1 on Chase Chitwood. Here comes the pitch. He swings and got a piece of it. Strike two. 1-2, Chitwood, the eighth batter. This is the second time tonight that Riverdale has sent eight men to the plate. Iam back on the hill now. Runners lead at 1-2 and 3. Devin is set. The 1-2 offering is going to be looped down the line. Foul. It's the top of the fence and then bounces back into play. That's kind of hard to do, to hit that top railing on the chain link fence perfectly. So they'll come back and do it again. 1-2. One run across in the inning for the Chieftains. One run ball game. A hit could certainly change the whole game. 1-2. On Chase Chitwood, here's the pitch. Reached out and touched deep right field. Going back to right fielder, it's over his head, and the Chieftains may clear the bases. Chitwood at second. He's digging for third. The throw coming on. He's got a triple, and Riverdale plays three. Ball bounced away for a moment. Chase will hold there. Man, did he stick that one. Holy cow. 5-3, Riverdale with one swing of the bat here in the sixth inning. Conlon Walsh, Owen Blankenship, and Talon Childs all score on the play. What a clutch hit for Chase Chitwood. He's at third tonight now with three RBIs and one swing, and it's up to Bevan Dennis. Bevan tonight looking for his first hit. The pitch is called a strike, nothing and one. Big comeback for Riverdale, taking advantage of a couple of walks in that inning, fielder's choice, and then some real clutch hitting, a couple of singles and a triple. This one is called strike two on Bevan. Campbell next, and Riverdale will have batted around if it gets to him. Nothing in two. Chitwood leads from third. Iam is set. The pitch is high. One ball and two strikes to the batter. Iam gets the baseball back. He is ready. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and that will do it. Let's see. They're going to, was it strike three? He's going to run it out. The runner from third comes home, and they're going to say that it was a strikeout officially. So the Bulldogs do get him out, and Riverdale with a lead. Nice job scoring four times in the inning. They do it with the aid of three big hits. There were no errors and one left on, and now the Chieftains are three outs away from a victory with this big four-run sixth inning. They lead it 5-3 over Ithaca. We'll be back with the top of the seventh next on WRCO and WRCO.com.
A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home, from our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find, choices for you and your loved ones too, planning means peace of mind, a comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Our Spring Fling sale is April 21st through the 26th. Grills on sale all week. Power tools, clothing, chainsaw chain sharpening, $5 each. Limit of 10. Huge one-day mower sale, April 24th only. Milwaukee, DeWalt, and Benjamin Moore representatives will be here April 23rd. And our Vietnam Vets Chapter 7 brat sale, the 23rd and the 26th. Stop in that week for these and many other great deals. Hope to see all of you there. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown, real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
It's down to their final three outs, and they trail by two. They have led this entire game. 5-3 Riverdale, top of the seventh. Caden Keller set to lead it off against Chase Chitwood, and this one is popped up, foul ball, and out of play. Nothing in one. Keller, then Cody Burns, and Cole Brownlee due here in the seventh inning for the Bulldogs, who have not lost this year through six games. Chieftains threatening to hand it to him. Here's one foul back, strike two on Keller. Nothing in two. Ball comes back to Chase Chitwood. He's on the hill, outfield straight away in all fields. Here's the pitch. Tomahawk to left field, fairly deep. Well hit. Conlon Wall circling over and then comes back and makes the grab. I think he kind of turned the wrong way, but good recovery with the shades down and hauls it in for out number one. Good ride by Caden Keller. Cody Burns will be the batter. Cody has grounded out a couple of times here tonight for the Bulldogs. So we get set for the deal. It's upstairs for ball. One ball and no strikes. Wyatt Schramm is now in left. Okay. Nice catch out there by Schramm in left field. The pitch is upstairs for a ball. Two balls and no strikes to the hitter. 5-3 Riverdale. Two outs away here in the top of the seventh inning. There is the pitch. Pop in the air right field side. Coming on is Talon Childs, and he'll haul it in for out number two. So two away for Cole Brownlee. Due here for the Bulldogs. They took it down to its last out here against the Chieftains. And Chitwood standing in and getting ready. From the windup, there is the pitch. That one high. Back to the screen. One ball and no strikes. Chieftains trying to avoid that top of the order, which has been able to score three runs off that top of the order. Here's the pitch. Upstairs. Don't bounce back to the pitcher. Bounce off of Chitwood. He comes up, grabs it, throws, and got him in time. And that'll do it. This one belongs to the Chieftains. 1-2-3 inning for the Bulldogs in the seventh inning. This one belongs to the Chieftains with a huge comeback, four runs in the sixth, and they win it by a score of 5-3 tonight, handing Ithaca its first loss. Coming up, the Duncan Rewards Turning Point of the Game and the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages. Number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
It's time for the Dunkin' Rewards Turning Point of the Game on WRCO Radio, and it's a pretty much a no-brainer here. The play of the game, the hit of the game, Chase Chitwood, who's the winning pitcher in the ballgame, but also hits a 3-RBI triple in the sixth inning, really put the bat on the ball and drove it to deep right field to score three runs and put Riverdale up in the lead and eventually get the victory here tonight at Pickering Park. Duncan Rewards, a great place, and you can be rewarded when you stop by Duncan and Richland Center and find all the things they have to offer this spring. You're listening to High School Baseball tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome back. It's time for the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show at WRCL. This one belongs to the Chieftains with a 5-3 victory over the Ithaca Bulldogs here at Pickering Park. The Chieftains and the Bulldogs always meet in a good one, and this was a really nice ball game. A fun one to watch, especially if you're just a fan of high school baseball. You didn't have a feeling either way, and that was especially fun to watch for Riverdale as they get a win here this evening. The Bulldogs scored two right out of the gate on two base hits. Sandy Clary doubled and scored. Wes Nelson singled and scored. And both the runs came across on an error. And so the Bulldogs are up 2-0. Riverdale would counter with a run in the bottom of the first inning. Chase Chitwood singled and eventually scored on an RBI hit from Ethan Cagle. The score was 2-1 until the Bulldogs added a run in the third inning. Sammy Clary walked and scored on an RBI hit by Wyatt Hilby. As it turns out, that would be the last run and the last hit for the Bulldogs in the game. They were leading 3-1 going into the sixth inning. And at that point, Ethan Cagle would single and score on a hit by Conlon Walsh. Also a fielder's choice by Owen Blankenship along the way, and a walk to Talon Childs loaded the bases. Childs was the first batter to see Devin Iam, who came on in relief of Wes Nelson, who had gone the distance. After a strikeout was recorded, Chase Chitwood with a two-out, three-RBI triple, which gives Riverdale a big jump in the ballgame with three runs, and they overtake the Bulldogs. Chitwood goes the distance tonight and gets him out in the bottom of the, or I should say the top of the seventh inning, the last of the seventh, as he gets the victory tonight. Strikes out a total of seven batters along the way. He walks two and gives up three base hits. The winning pitcher for the Riverdale Chieftains, Chase Chitwood. Wes Nelson goes a total of five and a third innings tonight, gives up three hits, strikes out seven, and walks four. Devin Iam goes two-thirds of an inning, strikes out two, walks one, and gives up one hit. Leading hitters on the night for Riverdale, Chase Chitwood, 2-for-4 with three RBI. Ethan Cagle, 2-for-3 with an RBI. Conlon Walsh was 1-for-3 as well, and Talon Child scored a run for Ithaca. 1-for-2 for Sammy Clary, and two runs scored. Wes Nelson, 1-for-3 with one run scored. Wyatt Hilby, 1-for-3 with an RBI. It was five runs on five hits for Riverdale, one error, six left aboard. On the other side, three runs, three hits, one error for Ithaca, and three left on. Bulldogs fall to 6-1. And they'll eye some action coming up in the Ridge and Valley Conference on Tuesday night when the Bulldogs will be playing at North Crawford. They'll host Kickapoo on Thursday night. For Riverdale now, 3-4. This is a big victory for them, kind of get them on track for what is a really tough week. They have Westby coming in tomorrow night, and then Platteville, they'll tangle with them on Thursday night. So it's a week of non-conference opponents that all have very good programs. Tonight's game engineered by Tim Feed. Thanks for joining us for the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Again, tonight's final, Riverdale with a come-from-behind win 5-3 over the Ithaca Bulldogs in non-conference area baseball to kick off this week in high school sports. Good night, everyone. You've been listening to High School Baseball. I'm Phil Nee, and this is WRCO and WRCO.com.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
I ain't saying that I always sleep alone. I ain't saying that I ain't met no one else. Done a little bit of midnight moving on. And I ain't saying when I do that it don't help. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. Yeah, I can forget you, girl, for good. Even though I should, I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, trying to take your place, but I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste, but I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. I always take it to the edge, then I back it up. They don't know I got a reason for acting up. I ain't felt a damn thing, baby, after us. Yeah, I'm just hoping you'll come back to us. That's wishful thinking, baby, honestly. But I know you ain't forgotten me, so I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up.
Was Morgan Wallen with Just In Case on Country and Community. I'm Tim Thied. I'll be up here, be on here, I should say, until the 8 o'clock hour tonight. And thanking each and every one of you for making WRCO part of your day. Also, thanks for tuning in to our softball or high school broadcast that was in baseball. It was Riverdale taking on Ithaca, and Riverdale beat Ithaca by a score of 5-3. I don't have any other scores to pass along for now, but when I do get some more scores coming in, I will be definitely passing that along to you before I quit at 8 o'clock tonight. Other than that, I'll have an update at 10 o'clock with all our sports scores. And if you don't hear a score that you know of a game that played, we'll have that for you tomorrow morning. Okay, coming up next is Aaron Halliday with Home Wasn't Built in a Day.
Everybody wants tomorrow. We all start at the end and not put in the time it takes. The only things I know that last wasn't made that fast. And board by board and brick by brick, we made it anyway. But quit, years of tears and blood. on the way we started out. Let it be you and me and our little three all piled up on this couch. Look at us now. Board by board, break by break, we made it anyway to quit. Years of tears and blood and sweat.
You know I've always been your biggest fan, and now I can't even listen, 'cause her favorite song. She sang along every time it came on.
WRCO 100.9 FM.